At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm RJ Bell with the sports betting headlines for Friday. The Celtics even the series. They rout the Heat. Remember, Celtics were a one-point underdog in that game. They won easily. Now, Boston, 70%, almost a 70% chance to advance to the NBA Finals. It would be their first in a dozen years. In the PGA, Tiger's hovering around the cut. What we are pretty sure of, he's not going to win. He's now paying 2,000 to 1. 2,000 to 1 to win the tournament. That means it ain't happening. Tonight, Golden State, they've been upgraded by Vegas. If you look at this line, they're favored by 6.5 over Dallas. That's a sign of an upgrade, significant after game one. Here comes a 4 hour of the Vegas Truth covering all that and more.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it, I'm RJ, live in Las Vegas, live on an end of the week Friday, live on 225 FSR stations across this great, great nation. Man, oh man, I enjoy this time of the year. I like the repetition, the routine. You got a game. You have an aftermath of the game. You got another game that night. You preview it, and then you do the same thing again. And these are the four best teams, at least in theory, in the NBA. And I think there's some fascinating storylines. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. He is the fan who beats the man, AJ Hoffman.
Thanks, RJ. Great to be here on a Friday when the Celtics even up the Eastern Conference Finals at 1 behind Marcus Smart's return. The Mavericks look to avoid a 2-0 hole tonight, and Tiger Woods within a stroke of the cut line at the PGA. What is the Vegas lead?
Okay, I have to ask a question first. If I went with Golden State first in the preview, would you be hypercritical of Steph? Did you think over the evening about your how you're being hypocritical without really killing Steph for the shimmy and all that? Would you do that, or would you kind of stay with your placating ways?
I'd stick with what I said yesterday.
Okay, then let's lead with the Vegas lead. The Celtics even the series.
Yeah, Boston Celtics win game two in a rout, 127-105. The Celtics just dominant behind the performance of Marcus Smart.
Okay, so let's do a thought experiment. Now, you can close your eyes unless you're driving. Always, never when you're driving. If you're at a stop, light or whatever, go ahead. But not for too long because you don't want me behind you like hitting that horn. I hate nothing more than someone's looking at their phone and then we're waiting for it to go green. It goes green, then it's like 3 seconds. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thought experiment. Imagine that there was a coin flipping competition. It was world-class flipper number one versus number two. And we were the media covering it. Now, what would the coin flipper media do? Because the assumption would be this is a fair coin, right? This isn't some lopsided coin. There's no way to flip it a certain way to get – this is 50-50. And let's say they had a race not to 4 wins but 40 wins. So it's like 70 – best of 70, you got to win 40 kind of thing instead of 4 out of 7. All right, so let's say they flip a couple, four times a day, right? It's like the quarters. They're flipping quarters, actually. Okay, so it's heads, heads, tails, heads. Okay, what's the aftermath? Well, I tell you, he's up 3-1. Coin flipper A is up 3-1. And he seems enthused. And but I got to tell you, coin flipper B, he's been here before. He can do it. Right? Then the next day comes and it's flip. Now, why am I using this thought experiment? It's
because you're –
oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Andy.
I didn't know that was rhetorical. I assume it's because you think that I am overreacting to one data point that I saw last night.
No, I think that it's the battle between the overreacting – versus the reality of human nature to say, I think everyone overreacts in these 7-game series, myself included. I'm thinking back now, well, wait a minute. I said there was a reevaluation of the Heat after that third quarter in game one, that their heights are as high as anyone. And they've won 1 out of 7, 8 quarters. So maybe, but it's right now it doesn't look. And Mackenzie, I'm not sure. I don't think we did the math on it. We'll talk about the adjustment in the price of the series. But do me a favor and check that against what would be expected based upon the lines. And it does.
I got it right here.
Oh, okay. So here's the question: is and then it will be a good example to segue to what AJ's point, which is how much are we overreacting, or how much of it is a matter of it's a make or miss league. There's a lot of coin flipping in that analogy. And, oh, look, this team made a bunch of shots. Now we can try to find a way to explain it. His wrist was better. He didn't eat as soon before the game. Whatever reasons we're going to try to apply to it, but maybe there are no reasons. And that to some degree we should be talking about something entirely different. I don't know. Right. I know that you've got to at least try to explain what happened. But sometimes there's nothing to explain other than, hey, it's random. Hey, the coin flip went a certain way. We are straight out of Vegas. So now what we want to do real quick, though, is say, OK, has the market reevaluated Boston because of this performance? And the way we would know that is to say, OK, let's look at the line in game three. Let's look at what the spread was in game two, the spread in game two and three. And then let's look at the series prices and just get a feel for how it's evolving. So brain dump on us, Mackenzie.
Yeah, so assuming that the Celtics are 2 points better, which is what the line told us yesterday, is a 3-point for home court. It was only 1 point. And then we said, okay, the Celtics won. What happens? That would be about minus 180 the Celtics should be favored just on the simple math adjustment.
Okay, so what you're saying is if we assume that Boston won, which they did, but we assume it was a coin flip, as in, hey, they won, but it was – kind of, 50-50. The line was right around pick'em. And no team is any better or any worse. It's just the mathematics of the series have changed now. Then the line would be what right now? 180?
Yeah, Celtics minus 180, Heat plus 150.
And in the actual series price is?
Celtics minus 250, Heat plus 200.
Now that's gigantic. So 70 cents of difference. Okay, so now let's just guess here. So if the line would have stayed the same, which would be 2 points better for Boston, now they're home. Instead of going from 3-1, then being a one-point dog, now they would be the three-point favorite plus two because they're 2 points better in theory. So five would be the line. So what line do we have in game three?
Celtics minus 6.5.
Okay. So what we're talking about here is a 1.5-point adjustment. And don't forget, we knew Smart was playing well before the game, you know, hour plus. We know that Horford was. So it's not like the line in game three or two assumed anything different than game three, right? So this is the same assumptions. You flip home court, but Boston's been upgraded by 1.5. Do we see any rhyme or reason to that?
No, particularly because when we did this math after game one and the Heat looked so fantastic, there was really no adjustment made. So the Heat win big, they dominate, there's no adjustment. The Celtics win big, they dominate, there's a massive adjustment.
But now here's the catch-22. In fact, this is a powerful point. Oftentimes, in fact, most of the time, even if you're a professional bettor who wins, you make a living at it. You never have to ever work a straight job because you're so good at predicting games. That person is not sharper than the market most of the time. Meaning the bookies, we give the bookies a lot of heat, rightfully so. But they don't have to put a line on every, or they have to put a line on every game. The bettor doesn't have to. So a guy like Fezzik goes into the NFL weekend. Let's say there's a 16-game full card, right? Now, he's got sides, he's got totals, he's got derivatives like first quarters, all that. He's got all a smorgasbord of options. He can bet one of them, two of them, none of them. That's the biggest advantage a bettor has. Now, why wouldn't a bettor bet a given game? It's because he thinks the line is correct, right? We bet when we think lines are wrong. Hey, that's mispriced. I want to buy it, right? Or, like, for example, I've got a pick on Dallas in game two. I think the line's a little high. Thus, I want to take the points. It's mispriced. But most of the time, the line's right. So, AJ, you're saying, hey, in the Miami game one win, it was impressive, but the market didn't really adjust. The mathematics adjusted for the series, but the power ratings of the teams, the relative power of the teams did not adjust. Now you're saying Boston looks good and it's adjusted. That's wrong. Well, no. It's the market saying there's something different about this Boston win. And now the question is, do we disagree with that? The market is saying Boston showed us something that's very troubling for Miami. Do you disagree with that?
I don't disagree with that. And I think what I took to be the big factor is Marcus Smart. And I think maybe the market's adjusting for what Marcus Smart is actually worth versus what we assumed he was worth before game two.
When was the mistake? I'm sorry, the market's adjusting. You think yesterday's game told us how good Marcus Smart was after he's played with his team for years and years and years?
No, but I think he played the most minutes of any Celtic, so we know he's fully healthy.
Okay.
And I think that his impact on both ends of the floor proved that he was a real problem for this Miami team.
Okay, except he's played Miami. I mean, isn't this falling into the trap of the one
That's
game?
Yes, it probably is.
Yeah. So, but I do think this. We can say it's a trap to overreact, but the market's overreacted significantly. Significantly. You know, it's funny. We were doing our podcast, our weekly pod on Tuesday and for pregame.com. And in passing, we said, hey, McKenzie, you've been doing, you know, he's, you know, graduated months ago to be a pro, someone who's, you know, selling picks and providing premium information. And we said, someone said, how's your record this year or so far? And I heard him, like, in, you know, the corner of my ear say, like, 56%. I'm like, huh? That's not 56%. And lo and behold, he's hit 56% on, like, 300 plays. Is that right?
305, that's right.
All right. So I'm going to say, hey, this guy, I mean, again, remember, a professional batter in the long term, his goal is 55%. Now, you might say, that doesn't seem high enough. I've heard about people talking about 60, 70. Yeah, they're lying. They're lying. And here's what I'll tell you. Anyone that wants to bet that they're going to hit 60% in any sport, any of the major sports, I'll put $100,000 up against them for that year. I'm not soliciting that. I'm just saying I would be willing to do that. So, you know, if you got a friend, or not a friend, but some guy who calls you and says, hey, you want to win short thing, just tell him about the challenge and see what happens, right? Because no one's taking it up. The real question is, can you hit 55, 56? That's the question. Because if you can, you don't have to work. Right. So the fact that McKenzie's done, or you don't have to work a straight job. The fact McKenzie's done that up to this point is strong. Right. 300 plays is strong. Now the question is, will it continue for a career? You know, hey, if it's going to, it's going to have started this way. So that's encouraging. So let me ask you, as a kind of a christened expert, does this feel like an overreaction to Boston, too much of an upgrade off of one game or not?
No, because I think the market is coming to where I was before the series, which is they're 3 points better than the Heat. They shouldn't be underdogs in any game, and they should be favored on the road by a point. So, the market's coming to where I thought it was yesterday.
I'm sorry. Are you hearing okay in your headphones?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you make a gigantic bet for you on the Boston for the series, to start the series?
No, not to start the series.
Why
I was
not?
Worried
whoa,
about
ho,
the
ho,
game.
Ho, 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 ho. Why not?
I wanted to see game one.
Why? You said coming in that Miami was 3 points worse, but the line, the series price implied it wasn't near that much. Why would someone that's an expert have to wait to see? We're going to ponder that. I'm going to give him during the break the time to ask that question. The reason I'm being so hard on him, though, there, is because there's nothing worse to me. Maybe there's other things worse, but when you ask someone what they think of something and they just quote their power ratings, which is just another way of saying, I like this team, right? So it's like, hey, are you surprised that Dallas didn't win against Golden State? Well, I'm Golden State 3 points better. So how could I be surprised? It's like, okay, now what? Because otherwise, we could do the show on a postcard. Right? Imagine we could just send you a postcard and say, here's McKenzie's numbers, right? And that, hey, it would save time, but there wouldn't be time for any commercials. So we'll let him check that out. And then we're going to go back to the Nick Saban dispute, because I would make the case Saban's comments since pretty much back up the analysis that we, quite frankly, were the only ones to have. We'll explain. Stay tuned.
He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I disagree with intervention. I disagree with protocol. If you speak out against the world,
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
You know, I had an 87 Camaro, AJ.
Did
black,
you?
Black, yeah.
Nice.
And it was.
How old were you?
Well, it's funny. I was. I'm not sure I should tell this story, but. I don't know. You know, do you really worry about like the mom saying, you know, I was drinking in high school and then, you know, but there was, let's just say I didn't appreciate the car that first day as much because I might have been hungover. And when it was, you know, because again, it was, you know, it was a small town. There wasn't much to do. There was no internet yet. Okay, now listen, good news. I saved a lot of pain to you. During the break, I went through Mackenzie's illogical comments one at a time, and I think he's pretty much accepted they were all pretty illogical. So what we're going to do is act like that didn't happen. Instead of you having to hear that, we're going to say, okay, Mackenzie, would you say the following is... you are in alignment now with the current pricing on Boston, and you would have been, though you didn't bet it when it came to the series or in game one, you bet game two and you had Boston. But again, that is very different because that was at a different price and it was obviously the zigzag and different factors. But you're saying right now you think Miami is not only a smidge worse than Boston, you think there are 3 points is what you got. So that would mean at home, Boston should be 6, and on the road, Boston should be right around Pick'em. That and that's a tough series for a team to win if they're, you know, 3 points short of the opponent each game. That's a tough one to win, right? Because you're 50-50 when you're on the road and you're the better team, and you're a clear, clear favorite when you're at home. It's kind of hard to win a 7-game series. So you think Miami is significantly less than quality-wise Boston.
Yes, and yeah, I understand. They got the number one seed. They had 2 more wins than the Celtics. But in 80 games, 2 wins with all the different ins and outs of the regular season, it doesn't impress me that much. What impresses me more is just the margin, the net rating per possession. How good are you? Celtics were 2.5 points better on the regular season. If you look January
two
on, they were 7
I'm
points
sorry,
better.
I'm sorry. 2.5 points better than what?
Their net rating per 100 possessions was 2.5 points better than the Heat.
Oh,
in the course
okay.
Of the whole season.
Might want to mention that, right?
That's better explained that way, I think.
Yeah. So, real quick, I'm going to give him something to do, and AJ, you can jump in. Is my question is like, what was it? Let's go the same January 1 and look at Golden State versus Dallas, and then AJ, jump in.
Yeah, I guess my question was going to be to McKenzie, if the Heat were to win game 3 and the series price were to flip back to a Boston at plus money, or even it might even be, you know, right at Pick'em or right at even money, would he then be interested in betting on the Celtics for the series, even down to 2-1?
Yeah, no problem. I mean, if depending on what the price is, I think the Celtics are way better. So, yeah, I'm interested in betting on them.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of let's think why that's not a great question. And I'm not saying it wasn't good to be curious about it, but why it's maybe an obvious answer is the mathematics of a series of now, if in this hypothetical, if Miami's up 2-1, how many games does Boston have to win out of how many? How many does Miami? That mathematics is going to be built into the series price. That plus the assumption of the game spreads based upon the power ratings of the teams. So if McKenzie believes, now I would make the case, and correct me if I'm wrong, McKenzie, is the current number at minus 250, is that right? It's 250 now?
Yes.
Okay. At that number, it assumes Miami is how many points better? Because we
Boston
know
Boston is 3 points.
3 points better. Oh, yeah. Boston's three better. Okay. So why would you then, why in any case would you be betting Boston if the market is priced exactly how you think the difference is between the teams?
I think pure power ratings wise, it's right. I think in general, these road games, I have no problem going down to Miami with Boston. I think Boston has a better home court advantage, so I'll give them an extra edge on that department.
Boy, but somehow you didn't bet before the series with all that confidence.
I know, right?
That's crazy. AJ, I don't think you know this story. We're straight out of Vegas. So McKenzie, I don't think you were homeless when I hired you, were you?
No, not at that point.
No, but I mean, but let's just say you had a different times you were in the car. You know, maybe for a couple.
Yeah, it's convenient.
Yeah, it's convenient, exactly. I mean, you can drive and shower in the same place. But here's the thing.
At your dining room table,
I mean, well, Carl's Jr. But here's the thing is this guy graduated from Yale. In a perverse way, you got to appreciate a guy who at the time was like 29 years old. You know, it's been a couple years, but was barely, you know, hadn't even turned 30. And said, you know, I'm with all the corporate money, all the powers to be that's trying to co-opt me. I ain't letting it happen. I'm going to sleep in my car, you know. And I kind of appreciate that, right? People always talk, I'm not going to sell out. No one's buying. Yeah, you can't sell out if no one's buying. And with McKenzie, they were buying the Yale degree if they wanted it. And a lot of people would. He said, no, my car's good enough. And I respect that, you know. Obviously, it has to end somewhere. So, but let's just say he wasn't affluent at the time. And so Fezzik's here, I'm here, and it's maybe 2 weeks into his tenure, right, 2.5 years ago. And we walk in and say hi to him after the show or whatever, and we say, hey, you know, watching the Lakers, huh? And he goes, yeah. And we go, who you got? He goes, Lakers for the series. Is this right? Was it the Lakers?
It was the Celtics over the Raptors.
Okay, it was the Celtics. Okay, it was all right. And it was like, okay, I got the Celtics. And I go, okay. And we go, how much did you bet? You know, just curious. And my guess would have been 33 to win 30, right? Maybe 55 to win 50. I mean, what, you know, like when I was like 14, I would bet like 55 to win 50. And
if he would have said 250, would you have been like, whoa?
Yeah, that would have been what my true over under would have been 130. Like if he would have 100.5 would have been a lot. You know, a dollar or 100 on it would have been, yeah, it's not about. He goes, 2 dimes. And so, you know, for those that aren't, you know, dimes are 1,000. So he's saying he had 2,000 on the Celtics. And he was, and first off, we go, well, what's your normal bet? He goes, 50. Or something like that. And it's like, you bet 50 on most games, but you bet 2,000 on the series, 40 times as much? He goes, yeah. And he's like shaking when he says it. His throat's like trembling. I mean, is that true or is that true?
Yeah, it was more like 200 per game at that point.
Oh,
in my career,
you're not betting 200 a game now. Come on. You know, but it was insane. What was your, I mean, it was like, thank God we got a hold of it. You know, you don't do that anymore, right? That kind of craziness.
No, you guys talked me down.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Use this as a cautionary tale. Is the most you want. Now, listen, once or twice in a lifetime, maybe you go out of this range. If you ever are lucky enough to get a fixed game. I mean, if somehow you know that it's going to happen, you know, I'm not saying you want to have, you know, be part of a fixed game or not. But, I mean, you certainly don't want to be part of it, but if you catch wind. But other than those sure things, and there are no sure things, you don't want to bet more than 3 times your normal bet. And usually, I mean, like a vast majority of the time, you should be betting between 1 and 2 units, whatever that is. So like when I was in college, I was a nickel player, right? So I'd play 500 on a game. But If I was really like the game, I'd go $7 on it, so $7.70. And, you know, so I was going like a 1.4 to 1 range in that case, right? But if you're betting more – now, listen, if you've got pizza money bets, which is what we call – it's almost like you're not betting it, but you throw whatever that means to you, right, $20 or $10 or $5. Those, think of those separately, right? But what you, when you like a game, when it's your best bet – of the day even. So it's not some best bet of the week or year. It's a, that day's game. Whatever you're betting, you probably don't want to bet much more than 2x that at any given time. And 3x would be the max. Usually $50, 40x to 2,000, it causes you to lose your hair. It causes you, I mean, a lot of bad things with it. So AJ, how do you, and we're straight out of Vegas, I'm RJ Bell, talking with AJ Hoffman, how do you what do you do with your range of units?
I feel like I'm probably not as tight as you would say, but I like the biggest bet I've ever made is $1,000. So I don't typically go any higher than that.
Okay,
I've never gone higher than that.
And if you, on a typical college football weekend, your top game of the day, you bet for what?
$300-$400.
Okay. So, yeah. So, what you're saying is there was some extreme case you went a little bit more than 3X. Okay. And here's the thing people got to realize. All the talk about, you know, bricks of cash and all that stuff. First off, it's so hard to get money off, especially in Vegas. I mean, if you win, a guy like Fezzik takes a lot of energy trying to get his bets made. Right, because he's banned at places, not because he did anything wrong. They just don't want winners there.
Because he won, yeah.
They got other places where you can only bet once a day. Imagine that. Like, you can only come in one at one point and bet all your games. We don't want you actually looking at the lines as they move and deciding when to play. And it's like, I don't overly blame those cockroach sports books because it's like they're cockroaches. What do you expect? But number two, they don't want, you know, they don't want winners in there. And then you come in with the fact of like, okay, if you're betting, let's say, you know, 5,000 on a game, which is, you know, Fez bets that and more in games, but it's not like 50. He's not betting 50 on a game. But over the course of hundreds and hundreds of games, you know, if your ROI is 10%, right? If your rate of return on your investment, return on your investment is 10%, which is a nice return. That's a nice, you know, professional better level. Is if you're betting 5,000, it means you're effectively, theoretically making 500, right? So if you bet, let's say, 700 games in a year, so two a day on average, and you're making 500 a game, well, that's 350,000, right? So the idea of, hey, every 3 years I'm going to make $1 million, but I'm betting five dimes on a game. 5,000 might seem like it's a ton of money. I mean, think about 5,000 in your hand and saying I'm betting on one game. But people have been lying for so long about what they bet on the tout shows, you know, the kind of places they rent the car and they get pictures taken with the car, then they give it back and get in their Subaru. That stuff's been going on from the beginning of time. And in a weird way, AJ being candid about his levels, it's like, yeah, that's a lot. The average batter bets $25. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that either. But, you know, you can make a really good living betting $1,000 a game. And AJ, you supplement your living with your betting. So, I mean, yeah, nothing to be anything but proud of. We are going to continue from yesterday with the Saban aftermath. First, though,
be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, I'm AJ Hoffman. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
You remember on The Sopranos one time, it was the one where there was the American Indian and they were protesting Columbus Day. And, you know, it was kind of there was a lot of comedy with it. And the American Indian fellow says, hey, I got to make this meeting quick. I've got business in Manhattan. And Artie Bucher goes, again? Like that? I think maybe the Colts shouldn't. They've done the Carson Wentz thing. I would just say again, maybe not. You know, $26 wasn't a good deal for Manhattan. And, you know, I think that's what they said it was. And I'm not sure that any of those. Nick Foles hasn't been good for a. He's been good maybe about a year of his life, it seems like. I don't know.
He was good for a playoff run.
But it kind of is crazy to think they even want to bring that conversation up. But okay, so we're gonna take we're up against the time wise. We'll take our last break. We will get into the Saban, and then we'll preview. And I've got a pending best bet on this game. I'm either gonna affirm it or not. It's a best bet, but am I going to really double fist it? It's in the Golden State Dallas game. Stay tuned.
And he's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. This is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm AJ Hoffman.
Okay, Golden State, will I affirm my best bet, which yesterday was an impromptu special on Dallas. And AJ's got a UFC best bet. We'll do a quick... You know, why don't we start with that one? Then we'll get to Saban. Let's start and end the segment with the best bet, AJ. UFC.
Well, I'm going to go with Holly Holm, who is the main event at UFC Vegas 55 this weekend. Holly Holm to win by decision. Most people remember Holly Holm for her knockout of Ronda Rousey, a head kick knockout at the time when Ronda Rousey seemed unbeatable. But of her seven UFC wins, only two have been knockouts, none since 2017. She's now 40 years old. She doesn't have the pop in her hands that she once did. The matchup favors her because she's still the much superior striker. Ketlin Vieira's a chaser, a bully. and Holm has historically picked apart those types of fighters. But I'm going to take the minus 120 prop for her to win by decision rather than pay the minus 240 that lets her win inside the distance as well. So Holly Holm by decision, minus 120 for the main event this weekend.
Okay, so she is minus 240 to win, and you're saying, hey, we want better odds than that, so we're going to make it more difficult. The analogy would be, okay, the money line on a team is minus 240, but hey, if I lay 3 points, I can get it down to 120.
Yes.
And thus, you're handicapping yourself in a way by saying the only way you win is if it's not it's by decision.
Yes.
Okay, so disqualification, any of that stuff, you lose.
I lose.
And it's a coin flip. All right. You know, minus 120, but it's right around 50-50. Okay, best bet there. Now, what percentage of the big UFC fights, like the main events, are women?
It's rare. I'd say maybe one in every 10 UFC events is a female fight, the headliner.
And what about just in general, if there's 100 fights, how many are women's fights?
I'd say probably 20.
So 20% of the fights are women fights, and but only, you know, 10% or so, you're saying 1 out of 10 are the headliner.
Yes.
So they're getting, so it's like half as exposed.
Uh-huh. That's probably fair.
Uh-huh. And your wife's okay with that?
Yeah, my wife's more than okay with it.
All right. So, Nick Saban, we were the show. And I hate when shows are always talking about all the stuff they do is so unique. It's like, no. I heard six other people say. But I got to tell you, I didn't hear anyone else say what we said, which was simple. It was Saban wasn't in any way saying Texas A&M was breaking any rules. They were saying, hey, we got to do the same thing they're doing. And he was talking to his booster. So why would he be bashing or at least saying it's illegal? He might not like it. He finds it distasteful to effectively be buying fresh or, seniors in high school by offering them pre-set up NIL deals. And I guess it wouldn't be Saban offering it, but it would be in the network of the college, right? Wink, wink. And yeah, you know, whatever degree Jimbo Fisher has any idea about all those NILs, right? The boosters know who to go give them to. They're not talking to the team. Come on, every team they're talking to is my guess, allegedly. And Saban said, "Listen, we don't find that we haven't done that, but we got our butts whipped recruiting this year, and we got to do it talking to the boosters as much as we don't want to." That doesn't sound like you're saying anything's illegal. I said it. Everyone's like, yeah, you're kind of right. Well, Saban came out today, AJ, and said what?
He basically said, I wasn't trying to talk bad about what Jimbo Fisher did. I was just trying to point out the difference in the way they've done it and we've done it. They're not breaking any rules.
Yeah, so I think he was kind of talking bad, but he wasn't saying it was illegal or breaking any rules. I kind of wish he would have said RJ was right. Is all, you know, it could have been simpler, but I appreciate that. Now, kind of putting a final overview on this. What does this tell us about, you know, 30 seconds or so, what does this tell us about college football moving forward?
Well, it tells us that the teams, the programs that have money backing them, real money backing them in the form of boosters, are going to be the teams that win the NIL war. And at least early on, the Texas A&Ms, the Texases, USCs, Ohio States, those are the schools that have been at the forefront with deep pockets backing the programs. Yeah. Whereas in some of these states with less money, like in Alabama, the boosters are there's enough
quickly
that they can pull together to pay Nick Saban, but paying all these players, that becomes more difficult.
Okay, we'll continue with this story. Give us an update on the line, and I'll affirm my best bet.
The current line, -6.5.
Okay, so Golden State favored by 6.5 over Dallas. Yesterday, I put out Dallas at 6.5. I'm going to keep that as a best bet. I couldn't take it away, but I'm going to affirm it. And here's one other factor in this. So my rationale was the adjustment was too much. Effectively, the line was -5 in game one. Now we're in the same venue. We have the advantage of the zigzag. And I guess 5.5s were out there too. But with the zigzag advantage and still the line going up like this, it's just very unusual. And it's a sign of a total reevaluation. I think it's unjustified. It was just one game. But one thought, there's been a ton of blowouts recently. So to whatever degree that the NBA has their officials decided by the result they want, and I believe that's a big deal, is I think they're going to have one that isn't a home official, because I don't think they want another 30-point game. I don't. Thus, taking 6.5, I'm especially interested in. Best bet tonight on Dallas, plus 6.5.
If you missed any of today's show, including a really good discussion on how perception of the Celtics has changed after Game 2, check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We're going to be back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Vegas time. He's RJ Bell. I'm AJ Hoffman. We are straight out of Vegas right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.